fly through some stuff here, folks. Item 1013.
Authorized sale of usable surplus mobile data computers pursuant to City Code 5.36 for approximately $12,250.
Due to concerns about the time and the quorum, I'm limiting public testimony to 2 minutes, and I will be absolutely ruthless about 2 minutes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. The item before you is to dispose of usable surplus equipment pursuant to City Code. You may recall that the Police Bureau is replacing all of the mobile data computers that are in its patrol vehicles and a number of its non-patrol vehicles. As a part of this particular set of materials, which are cards which allow two-factor authentication of users, becomes obsolete. The units that have been selected that are currently being rolled out to vehicles has this as a native part of its technology. So what we've done is we've worked with the vendor and looked at what the appreciable value is. Bureau of Technology Services has worked on this. And the most economic and ecologically sound way to dispose of these is to sell them back to the provider of the equipment, which is Posh. So the motion before you is to authorize the disposal of this surplus equipment according to City Code.
Great. Any public testimony?
Just one person, Shedrick J. Wilkins.
Come on up.
I strongly disagree with that statement. I don't think you should sell it. I think you should give it to the library, give it to this new shelter, the Pearl District Shelter, so that homeless people can have access to the internet or whatever, if it's capable of doing that. Number two is, I want to tell you, I made a derogatory statement against X-ray therapy in favor of chemotherapy. At the St. Jude's Children's Hospital, they're experimenting with proton beam therapy. The St. Jude's Children's Hospital in Tennessee does not charge money for treatment. And they have this advanced proton beam.
Thank you for that clarification. Let's stick to the contract here.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm saying that with this, I do not pay for the internet, and I could walk into any shelter and access this information about the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Won't cost me anything.
Thank you.
Okay, therefore, we do not have proton beam therapy in this state. You have to go to Seattle or San Diego. And it is basically being experimented for free on children, and maybe cancer therapy children should be sent here. I've suggested this to Jefferson Smith. We should bus people who can't pay for cancer therapy to St. Jude's so they can be have access. It's especially effective with children with brain tumors because it's focused on the tumor and not the rest of the brain.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioners. Good afternoon. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. I think I wish I had time to delve into this more. You know, the city has a longstanding partnership with Free Geek. In previous times, we've had the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission come here and talk about the digital divide and internet access. In the public comments, we haven't actually talked about the specific dollar amount. How much money does the city recoup into the general fund or into the police budget by selling these computers back to their manufacturer? So it's very hard to give fully informed public testimony without that data in front of us to know whether that money is the best public expenditure. Would it be better to donate these computers to the Multnomah County Library System, to Portland Public Schools, to Free Geek, to create a new pilot program with the Mount Hood Cable Regulatory Commission? So I'm not sure that, you know, you have more data in your packets and stuff like that, but and of course, there's probably time-sensitive issue about will the purchaser pay less next month. But I think that the package you have in front of you, if you're tempted to vote no on it, there's strong reasons for voting no because you haven't balanced your fiduciary duty with your community interest duty to reduce the digital divide for so many people in our community. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I don't know if you wanted to respond to that or not.
Just with respect to one aspect, the units that are being disposed of are an additional piece of hardware that is attached to the computer. The computers themselves are not part of this. It's simply a separate card which is installed, which allows two-factor authentication in the current set of MDCs, which did not have that as a native capability.
So what does it actually look like?
This is Chad Loveland, BTS. I can answer that. So it's just a little square about that.
Is this it?
Yep, that's it.
I wish I could blow this up so people could see what this looks like. This is not a computer.
No.
It is not a screen.
That's right.
It looks like a chip reader.
That's all it is.
A card reader.
Yeah, it serves two purposes, as Mr. Delghizzi said. First is our two-factor authentication, which we're required to do by the FBI and the state through CJIS regulations. The other thing that it provides is an automated way for officers to scan driver's licenses to be added to CAD calls or their reporting.
Okay, good.
We have both of those embedded in the new technology, therefore we don't need them any going forward.
Great. Any further questions? This is the first reading of the non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.